Melhor.
Okay, last time we went through the Shakavatarya over here and the question of Pesach, how do we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda or like Chachamim, we sort of skimmed over one line over there, and that is the kasha that the Chachamim have on Rabbi Yehuda, that when Rabbi Yehuda says that we have a nu b'memetzinu, b'memetzinu either of that both chametz and nosar are bebal tosiru, or that both chametz and matzah are bebal tosiru and achila and hana'a and kares, those are the two options. Rashi, Yibir Maskel Atomer Bekfura, is that second option. So Malchus are here really between, I wrote in the Maram Chavu, I wrote between Rashi and Tosfos. So the Chachamim say, just a minute, if we have a Mematzinu, Amrulo, Asham Tolui Bechatos Ha'ov Habol HaSafek Lidvarecha Yochichu Shehein Bebal Tosiru. According to Rashi, Bal Tosiru plus Achila, Hanoa, and Kares. And we have over here all the raw ingredients of a B'mematzinu. And yet, Anu Omrim B'Sreifa, we really have that principle of Sreifa applying to Asham Toli and Chata Sa'of. However, Ata Omer B'Kfura. You don't apply your own B'mematzinu to the world of Asham Toloi and to the world of Chata Sa'of HaBal HaSafek. So why in the world should you apply it to Chametz? If you don't apply it even within the world of Kachim, why should I apply it out of the world of Kachim? And that was a knockout punch. Shasak Rav Yehuda, he had no response. In other words, that to a certain degree he was Soser himself. This statement of Rav Yehuda is found, this machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim, is the very, very last Mishnah in Tmura. And the question is, okay, so we have over here a knockout punch within the Machlokas as to whether Chametz is going to be Besreifa or Chametz is not going to be Besreifa, but what over here is the reason, really, why Rav Yehuda disagrees with the Chachamim? We have over here Psulei HaMukdashim. The Mishnah over there says, Kol HaKodshim, reading the Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Med Beis in Tmura. Kol HaKodshim Shenishchatu Chutz L'Zmanan V'Chutz L'Mekomon. Anytime that we have kodshim that are nishchat b'psul, pigul, or chutzim makoman, harei elu yisareifu. That kodshim that are nifsal, psulei hamukdashim, we have a principle of yisareifu. And therefore, asham talui yisareif. That's a chamim hold. Hu adin chatasof habal hasafek tisareif. Rav Yehuda says in both of these situations, no, asham talui yikaver. And in terms of the chatasof, Why should these be exceptions to the rule? This rule is a rule that we learned. This was a drasha that we saw on daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph when we were trying to find out the makor for the Yisurei Achila, Yisurei Hanoa, etc. So over there we had the drasha Bakodesh ba in the top of the page, the third line. Bakodesh ba Eshti Saref, Kodesh Bisrefa. That this is a din im sulei hamakdashim. There are actually three drushas that we have the din of Sreifa. We have it in. Well, sorry, we'll just state the general din is in Perek Vav. The drasha over here, which is quoted in the Gemara, is Perek Vav, pasuk, the last pasuk Kaf Gimel. This is what we saw when we were in Daf Kaf Dalet. Kol chatos asher yuva midom alol ha-moed l'chaper bakodesh lo sei achel bo'esh tisareif. And the Gemara links the kol, right, the kol chatos with the continuity. L'chaper bakodesh, kol bakodesh bo'esh tisareif. And then over there, and we just continue a little bit in Perek Zayin. So over there in Pasuk Yud Zayin, we have the din ha-nosar mi-besar ha-zevach v'yom ha-shlishi ba-esh tisareif. And then two psukim later, ha-basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yachel ba-esh yisareif. And we have over here a din of sreifa, black and white by nosar. We have over here a din of sreifa, black and white by tuma. And then we have a din of sreifa, which Chazal learned out, that's Gemara and Daf Kaf Dalet, from the from the Kol Chatos, the Kol Chatos, Asher Yuvdam Ba'ol Moed, L'chaper Ba'kodesh, Kol Shem Ba'kodesh, Bo'esh Tisareif. There's a Gemara later on Daf Pei Beis, Amid Beis, if I'm not mistaken, in Perakei Tzolin, that brings these drushos, and it says in the end, if you want to take it all the way, you want to apply not only to Kodshei Kodshim, the world of Chatos, but even to the world of Kodshei Kalim, Gemar Gemirala. You know, it's Gemara brought the pasuk of Kol Bakodesh Beitzi Sareif, Eshkakon Kodshei Kodshim, Kodshei Kalim Menolon, Ela Kol Psula Bakodesh Bestreif, Aloshna Kodshei Kalim, Loshna Kodshei Kodshim, Gemar Gemirala. So we have over here that the Chazal understand black and white that we always have a din of Sreifa in the world, in the world of Psulei Kodshim. Why in the world would Rav Yehuda make over here an exception? So here we have two approaches in the Rishonim. One approach which is taken by Rabbeinu Chanan al-Atar and Rashi over there in Tmura, and the other approach, which l'chora is the approach of most Rishonim. Let's see Rabbeinu Chanan al over here. Rabbeinu Chanan al quotes the Braisa, that the Gemara over here is quoting. Osham tovei v'chata sof abol asafik v'chu anshitshu bazara. Rav Yehuda omer yikavei, Rav Yishimen omer yisareifu. Shasak Rav Yehuda, Yerushalmi. Osham tovei b'shitoscha yochiach, she'osar b'achilu b'hanoa v'chayev v'malav v'yesh bo zman. And therefore we can have a psul of chutz zman, v'atomer b'kvura v'lo b'sreifa. Perusho. Perusho. Up to now, Rabbeinu Chananel was just quoting. He quoted our Gemara, he quoted a Braisa, he quoted a Yerushalmi, Perusho. Asham Togui, Shenodalo Achar Hashchita. V'chata Sa'of Habol HaSafek, Shenoda Shabila Achar Malikasa. Dithnan Dekrisus, V'perak HaMei V'yosh, we have a Mishnah over there, Chata Sa'of Habol HaSafek, Imi Shenimlaka Nodala, Harezo Tikaver. Namely, what are we talking about over here? We have a person who has a suffix. He went to a restaurant and he ate, and then when he came home, he realized that he may have eaten bishogeg, something which was treif. He calls up the restaurant. They threw away his plate. They don't know what he ate. So he brings an asham tavoi. Then what happened? According to Yukim Tov Rabbeinu Chananel, no dala, they call him up that they found the results of his plates. He ate something that was perfectly kosher, right? He ate something that was perfectly kosher. And what he had already done, he had already shechted the animal. What do we do now with the basar of this animal that he had already shechted, thinking it was an asham tavoi, and what does it turn out? That it was chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. It turns out the mafreya that it was chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, no dago, after shechita. What do you do with chulin shenishchatu ba'azara? That's a Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, Elohen HaNikvarim, that when we have the list of the Nikvarim, that includes Chulan, Shenishchatu Ba'azara. So what do? You bury it. That's the Shita over here of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says over here, Yikaver, because this is L'mafreya, Chulan, Shenishchatu Ba'azara. Hu Hadin, we're dealing with a woman. She's not, she miscarried. She's not sure if the Vlad had the ability of continuity, of whether it's considered to be a vlad or not. So she sets aside this chatos haboa al hasafek. The kohen is molek, and then she gets the results from the hospital. It really was not viable. It was not a viable baby, and she's really patur from the korban. So again, we have chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. So therefore, yikaver. So what over here? In other words, that's the way Rabbeinu Chanan learns. Yes.
How can you take these okimtos and make that, put that into the Gemara?
Well, Rashi and Chulin, Rashi and Tzmura, Asham Tolu Yisareif, Im Shachato, V'kodem Zrikas Damo, No Dalo Shelo Chata, V'hashta Havei Chulin Shenishretu Ba'azara. Im Lo No Dalo, then, in other words, then we're not talking about this case at all. In other words, we have over here an issue. We have a problem with Rav Yehuda. And so both, in other words, Rabbeinu Chananel, we have a Masoret in the Gaonim, and Rashi understand that we can solve this problem like we solve many problems with an Ukimta. An Ukimta is a way of solving a problem. It's not necessarily the best way of solving a problem. It's when you paint it into a corner. So that's how you can solve the problem. The only difference between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi is Rabbeinu Chananel sets up a double Ukimta. Setzatu Kimta by Asham Taloi and by Chatasa'of. Rashi says you don't have to Kesefin Ukimta by Chatasa'of. By Asham Taloi, Asham Taloi is Kachim. It's a carbon the Torah talks about. If you're going to bring, if we want to take it out of the realm of Kachim, we have to set up a Ukimta that really Mafrey is Kulin Shinish Chudu Bazara. The Chatas Habal HaSafek, Rashi over here already points out, it's not Ne'echal. Why is it not Ne'echal? Because maybe it's Chulin Shinish Chudu Bazara. It's built into the nature of the Chatas, and therefore, for the same reason that it's not Ne'echal, because it's a Safek Chulin Shinish Chudu Bazara, that's enough reason to say that Yikaver, because it's Chulin Shinish Chudu Bazara. The problem over here isn't the Ukimta or the Rav Yehuda, the question is why in the world would Rabbanan be Cholek? If this is the Ukimta and it's Chulin Shinish Chudu Bazara, why should Rabbanan be Cholek? So the answer is that we have over there in the Mishnah that we have a machlokas. What's the din of chulin shenish chudu bazara? Rabbi Shimon Omer chulin shenish chudu bazara yisareifu. And so the Mishnah over here is simply continuing. We have a machlokas by chulin shenish chudu bazara. Is it yikaver or is it nisra? When we move over to the asham talui and to the chatas habal hasafek, we'll give an ukimta where this is lemafreya chulin shenish chudu bazara. Rabbanan will hold like Rabbi Shimon Yisareif, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold like the Tanakama over there that you cover. Namely, that just to, you know, it's what we've done. Simply, what we've done is simply pointed out that this is an exception. Here we have an exception. The problem, of course, is what kind of hochacha is it in our Gemara? Asham toli v'chata sofa b'lasofik l'dvarecha yochichu. What do you mean l'dvarecha yochichu? This is not a classic Asham toli. This is not a classic. The Gemara over here is very difficult, according to Rabbi Chanan. Rashi didn't learn that way in the Gemara over here. Rashi learned that way in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, that's the easiest way of learning. That we simply have over here a machlokas by chulin shenish chudu bazara. We have a case of asham toloi, which is an ukimta of a chulin shenish chudu bazara mafreya. Chatas ha'of by its nature is a suffix chulin shenish chudu bazara. So we'll link it in with the previous machlokas and everything is fine and good. How does it fit in over here? So Rashi over here says we don't say that. Asham Toliyos over here, Bo'al Safik Kares, Gon Chela Vishuman Lufanav, Shagag Bi'echad Mehem, Eino Yodea Eze Mehen Ochal, Vi'im Shachato, Vi'iro Bopsul, Tamei, Pigul, Onosar, classic case, no Noda, right? Classic case. Here we have Rav Yehuda saying Yikaver. So within the Sugya, it's beautiful. This is a knockout punch. Rav Yehuda says as a din of Kodshim, which is Yikaver. What does he want from Chametz on Pesach? If even in the world of Kachim we don't have a Bematzinu, we should move the Bematzinu over to Chametz on Pesach. That's the Shasak Rabbi Yehuda. He really was knocked out. But what was his Svara? This is not my question. This is the question that Tosus raises over here. Tosus over here gives the answer. But if we open the Tosus Rash Mishans, he raises this, he screams, Tema L'Rebbe, my Tema de Rav Yehuda Ba'asham Tavli Damar B'Kfura. By its nature, it's Safik Chulin Shinish Chudu Bazara. Meila, okay, you want to say over there, it's Safik Kachim. Loksiva Behedya Batara. Ela Mishim de Safkalei. Nefel Hipilo. Ruach Hipilo. Omrim Lo Lahavi. Fine. However, over here, in terms of Asham Toli, Asham Toli is a korban. It's a korban that the Torah mentions. Why should this be different than the other worlds of korbanos? This is the Riva. The Riva asked this question. And so finally, at the end of the Toshas run, she says, Badakti umatzati. I searched and I searched. Yagatu matzata ta'amin. I found the Torah's Kohanim in Parashas Sav es Aaron beperek notar. Perek notar means on the pasuk of nosar in Sav. This is what's brought over here in our Toshas. Taima der Rav Yehuda, dorish betoras Kohanim. Michi kodesh hu. Hu bisreifa, velo chata sa'of v'asham toloi bisreifa. What's the context of this drasha? This is a drasha again. Barsha, we learned these gemaras back on daf kaf dalad amar aleph, so it's not totally off of our radar screen. But we have a pasuk back in Parashas Tetzaveh when it's talking about the miluim, and over there in Perek Kaftes pasuk, it's a very long perek. Pasuk lamed dalad says im yivaser mi besar hamiluim. If we have a case of nosar during the shivas yemei hamiluim. V'saraftos hanosar ba'esh, lo yeyachel ki kodesh hu. Right? What is this ki kodesh hu? This kodesh hu comes to exclude something. This is nosar lo yeyachel, because the nosar is ki kodesh hu. Mashma, something else is excluded. So here we have a Torah's Kohanim. the Torah as Kohanim, and it starts off in the world of Vayikra. In Vayikra it says it's a nosar ba'esh, right? That the nosar is burnt. So the Torah Kohanim says Eino Yela Nosar. What about Nishpach Dama, Nishchata Balayla, Chutz Lizman, Chutz Lemakoma? Talmud Lomar brings this pasuk, Kikodeshu. All kachim are included. Kikodeshu, Kol Shu BaKodesh Tal and Shreifa. Does that mean all kachim? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yochol Chata Sa'of HaBol HaSafek, Yochol Asham Tolui? Talmud Lomar, who? Kikodesh is the Marbe, and who is the Mamet? So we have over here, this is the Makar of Rabbi Yehuda. He has Xeras HaKosov. Kikodesh, that includes all kachim in the world of Sreifa. What the Gemara in Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis says, Gemara Gemiralan, the Taras Kohanim learns it out from Kikodesh. We expand the din of Nosar to all kachim. Does that mean also the case of Asham Tolei and Hu and Shin Shul Bazara? That's Kikodesh Hu. So over here, in the back of the Gemara, they have also the Tosas Harosh. It's not in the Kovetz, at least the Kovetz, the new Kovetz. So the Tosas Harosh says, V'omer ani deriva, the riva who screamed bloody murder, Tema, yada shapir hachdrasha the Taras Kohanim. He knew the Taras Kohanim in and out. Avahayatama amaykam amayt Rav Yehuda mehem. He didn't understand the Taras Kohanim. He didn't understand Rav Yehuda. Why should Asham Talui be excluded from the world of Sreifa? What's the difference between Asham Talui and Asham Vadai and Chatos and Ola? All Kodshim, we have a din of Sreifa except for Asham Tolui. Why should Asham Tolui be different? Why is this excluded in Kodeshu? Maishno Asham Tolui Mishar Karbanos, Vishapir Kometame. He didn't understand. So he said, this is what pushed Rashi in Tzmura to say we're dealing with the case of Noda, this is pushed Rabbeinu Hananel, because why should it be different? But really, we have a double question on the Taras Kohanim. Why do you need the other way around. What is the meaning of the drasha that excludes Asham Talui? Why should Asham Talui be an exception? And why do you need a drasha for Chulin Habal for Chatas Habal HaSafek? L'chora, that's obvious. Chatas Habal HaSafek is not going to be in Sreifa because it's Safek Chulin Shnish the Bazara. Namely, that this pair that we have over here of that Rabbi Yehuda learns that we. That we have Asham Tolui, and we have Chatas Ha'ov, Haba Al Hasafek, and these two are learned out from the word Hu, that neither of them are Bisreifa. Here, what does it mean? Why exclude it? And here, why do you need the word Hu? Isn't it obvious that we have over here a Safek Hu and Shin Shul Bazara? Namely, the whole Drasha doesn't make sense in both directions. The Riva asked on the level of Asham Tolui, and we're asking on the level of Chatas Ha'of. Why do you need a drasha? This is Alephes. This is a Svara. Ibai say Makra, Ibai say Masvara. It's a Svara. Chatas Ha'of Al Basafik is not Nechal. Why is that not Nechal? Because maybe it's Chulin Shneshchutu Bazara. Maybe it's Nevela. So Avada, you're not going to be sorry for it. It doesn't get off the ground. It's not Kachim. It's a Safek Kachim. So, to answer these questions, we have two Reb Chaims. We have one Reb Chaim in the Chibur that talks about Asham Tavoy, and we have another Reb Chaim quoted by Reb Elbo in his Sefer that talks about Chata Sa'of and Safek. But in order to understand it, we have to just broaden the picture. It appears up to now that we have a local issue. We have a local issue. What is the din of Asham Tolui and Chatas Ha'ov in terms of the world of Sreifa? Classically, we have a rule, Kol Sheva Kodesh. Had the din of Sreifa, except for these two cases. So, L'chor again, this is so pashut, why we need a Gezeres HaKosov? And this is so understood, why it should be an exception, what is the meaning of the Gezeres HaKosov? However, This pair of Asham Tolui and Chatas Habal HaSafek is not only brought in the world of Kodshim in terms of Sreifa. It's also brought in another context, and that's where I sent you to the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanot. That we have a general rule that we have an Iser of Shlutei Chutz. We have an Iser of Shlutei Chutz. Good thing we're not using a projector. Okay, we have a PowerPoint presentation. we have an Iser of Shchut Echutz. If a person is over the Iser of Shchut Echutz, he's over a lot. He takes a behemoth supposed to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, shechs it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, brings on the Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's over a lot. If he does it b'shogeg, we have a chatas. If he's not sure if this was a case of Shchut Echutz, we have an Osham Tavli. It's one of those averos that fall into the world of classic Isurei Kodshim. When we have a case of an Asham Tavli or the Chatas Ha'of Haba Al Hasafek, and these are Nishchat Michutz, the Rambam Paskins in Ilkos Maase Korbanos, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Yud, Asham Tavli v'Chatas Ha'of Haba Al Hasafek Shiyuvim Bachutz, Patur. There's no chatos, there's no Asham Tavli, patur. Why? Sharego nikva ha'isur. The Rambam Achor is quoting, who exactly is Rambam quoting? What is he quoting? So the Ravid says, I have no idea, lo yadate me'ayin hotzisa. I have no idea who he's quoting, what he's quoting, that we have a Tosefta. We have a Tosefta. Chatos ha'of ha'bol ha'safek v'hikriva bachutz, chayavin aleha Asham Tavli. Habol hasafek v'kriva bachutz, namely Asham Tavli that you were makriv bachutz, b'shogeg, chayav aleha chatos. In other words, and this is what should be. In other words, that when we're dealing with the chatos of habol hasafek, so we have a safek b'chal as to whether this is kodshim, so you're going to be chayav an Asham Tavli. When we have an Asham Tavli, which is hukrav bachutz b'shogeg, this is kodshim, which is hukrav bachutz, and you're a chayav. And your chayav, the korban chatas. This is what the Ravid says. Al pisara, these are part of the world of kachim. Here we have a safek. So if I have a safek, if I was makriv kachim bachutz, I bring an asham tavli. Here we have badai kachim. If I brought it bachutz b'shogeg, I am chayav a chatas. All the mefarshim of the Rambam come down on the Ravid. They say, what do you mean you don't know where the Rambam found this from? This is a Gemara. You don't know Krisus? This is a black and white Gemara in Krisus and Dash Yud Chasam Med Aleph. That's where this phrase of Lo Ikva Isura is found. It's a machlokis, Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. Rabbanon say we don't need it. Rav Meir says we don't need Ikva Isura. Rabbanon say we need it and we don't have Ikva Isura. This is a black and white Gemara. What are you talking about, Mr. Ravid? And what kind of and who brings a Tosefta when you have a black and white Gemara? We have a Gemara over here in Krisus and Dash Yud Chasam Med Aleph. What in the world is going on over here? So where should we start from? Okay, so we'll deal with the main issue first, and then we'll get to the side issues. So the Reb Chaim over here wants to explain the Rambam and the Gemara in Krisus, and his explanation will also help us in terms of our sugya. Let's just look a minute over there in Krisus on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara says, "D'tanya, Hashochet Asham Tavli Bachutz, Rav Meir Mechayev, V'Chachamim Potrim." Rashi explains, "Chachamim Potrim, D'lo Ikva Isura." Right, this is the language of the Gemara previously. That we have this machlokes chachamim and Rav Meir whether we need ikva isura or not. Dalo ikva isura, and what does that mean? Says Rashi, the shema chulinhu. Again, we're back to our problem. What do you mean asham tavli is shema chulinhu? Asham tavli is a korban. It's a korban vaday that a person brings in the Beis Hamikdash. What does it mean to say that asham tavli is going to be potter on shlut echutz because maybe it's chulin? Does that stop anyone from bringing asham tavli in the Beis Hamikdash? Because maybe it's chulin. Why should it be maybe it's chulin when it's brought to chutz, and not maybe it's chulin when it's brought to fnim? What kind of shara is this? Exactly the same question that the Riva has on the Hu. Why should Hu exclude Asham Tavli? Asham Tavli is kachim. If it's kachim, it's kachim. If it's kachim inside the Beis HaMikdash, it should be kachim in terms of tzreifa. Here we're asking the same question. If it's kachim inside the base of Mikdash, it should be kachim when it's nishkat bachutz. It should be a classic din of shkut echutz. So here Reb Chaim wants to build a structure of what is the gzeiras hakosuv of asham talui. What is the uniqueness, what is the real uniqueness of asham talui? That we have a din of chatas. Everyone knows that when you're chote, b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatas. I'm sorry, can you see we know that you bring a korban chatos. In order to bring a korban chatos, we need two stages to occur. A, the person has to do a chet, right? Not having a korban chatos, but you didn't do a chet. But B, you have to find out that you did the chet. If you're not aware that you did the chet, you're not going to bring a korban chatos. If you're going to deny that you did the chet, you're also going to bring a korban chatos. If let's say you were eating in a restaurant and someone comes over to you and says, "You just ate treif," and I say, "I didn't eat treif," you don't bring a korban chatos, even though we have an eid echad and eid echad neman bisurim. But if I have no yedia, that's not going to help. If I have two eidim, that substitutes for my yedia. But one eid, no. I need a chet and I need yedia in order to bring a korban chatos. This is a classic situation of korban chatos. Now let's move over to asham talui. In the case of asham talui, I have a safek chay, and I have a safek yediyah. And the Torah tells us that in this situation, when I have a safek chay and I have a safek yediyah, I also bring a korban called an asham talui. When I have a safek chay and I have a safek yediyah, came along Reb Chaim and said, let's be minateach, what really over here is the gzeras hakosuv. We have this gzeras hakosuv called asham toli. What is the gzeras hakosuv of asham toli? He says, let's take the two scenarios and investigate them. Asham toli means that either I was chote, or I wasn't chote. Those are the two options. Let's take each option. Let's say I was chote. So then, in the case of asham talui, I have a chet, and I have a safek yediyah. This is parallel to what I have by chatos. This is not gzeras hakosuv. Once I have the parasha of chatos, I also have the parasha of asham talui, because I have the same two factors. I have the chet, and I have the yediyah. But if I wasn't chotei, what do I have? I don't have a chet at all. What do I have if I wasn't chote? All I have is a suffix. All I have is a suffix. All I have is a suffix. And this pure suffix is what's mechayev me the korban. That's the gzeras hakosuv of asham talui. That on the side that I wasn't chote, simply because I inwardly have a suffix, maybe I was chote, that's going to bring about a korban. So here Reb Chaim adds in one factor. If I'm going to say that when I have it's in a classic chatos, I have a chet, I have yediyah, therefore I have a chiyuv korban. Over here by the asham toli, if I really did sin, I had a chet, I have a yediyah, therefore I now have a chiyuv korban. By the asham talui, I don't have anything. All I have is a safek. So Reb Chaim posits that this safek has to be extant at the time that I'm bringing the korban. Namely, the only thing which is mechayev me in the korban is this safek, and therefore the suffix, in other words, is going to turn the korban into a korban. Until I actually bring the korban, there's really nothing there. It's all up in the air. That all I have is a suffix. But if in other words, if I have the suffix, in other words, bisman hakravas hakorban, then that suffix is going to turn this hakravas hakorban into an asham toli. Namely, that I need. It's not as though I have a machayev, and therefore it's just waiting for a korban. I have a machayev, it's waiting for a korban. I have nothing. All I have is a safek. But if I bring this korban with my safek, that korban is an asham tavur. So here is where we move over into the world of shlutechus. Let me just erase the move. Okay, again, we have, let's see if I can find anything that would be quite any clearer. We have our Asham Tovli. We said that, in the Asham Tovli, we have the two scenarios. You have the scenario that Chata and the scenario that Lo Chata. In the scenario that Chata, I have a Chet plus Yediyah. Therefore, I have a korban. In the case of the Lo Chata, in other words, I don't have a chet, and if I don't have yediyah, all I have is a safek, and this safek has to accompany the lavot, a korban. When my safek accompanies my korban, that korban is going to be called an asham tovli. This is the gzeiras hakasuv of asham tovli. This is not gzeiras hakasuv. This is the same as korban chatas. If I took this animal and I was shochet bachutz, so over here, what was I shochet bachutz? I was shochet the korban bachutz, right? That's shlutechutz. But over here, if I was shochet this bachutz, what did it turn out? I never had a korban in the first place. I am only going to have a korban if my korban is accompanied to the mizbeach with my safek. This korban was never made it to the mizbeach. This korban was shechted outside of the mizbeach. This korban never got a shein korban. The gzeiras hakasuv is that when I bring a korban with my safek, that korban is going to be a meaningful korban. If I never bring a korban because it was shechted outside of the beis hamikdash, so here I have nothing. In other words, ein shlutechut. I have no shlutechut. I don't have any kodshim that was ever shechted. What do we do in this situation? In other words, these two scenarios are two scenarios, but they're both on the table in terms of Asham Tovli. I don't know if I was Chote or not. If I was Chote, I have Shlutei Chutz. If I wasn't Chote, I don't have Shlutei Chutz. This is the machlokus between Rav Meir and Rabbana. So Rav Meir says, I don't need Ikva Yisura. As long as I have a Safek Shlutei Chutz, so I'll be Chayev an Asham Tovli. Now I'll bring an Asham Tovli because maybe I have Shlutei Chutz. But Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan say that you need Ikva Isura. We need to have a certainty that we had over here a korban. We don't have a certainty that we have a korban. Maybe it wasn't the korban at all, because maybe this scenario is a Greek scenario, therefore Potter. This is the machlokus between Rav Meir and Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins like Rabbanan. That's what the Rambam points out, that we don't have over here Ikva Isura. Asham Tovli v'chata sof abal ha-safek shekrivan b'chutz potur shaharego nikva pa'isur. Which Isur is not nikva? Not the Isur of Asham Tovli. Asham Tovli is an Asham Tovli. Asham Tovli is his kodshim. Whether we have shchutei chutz over here is not nikva. What about the Tosefta of the Ravid? So Reb Chaim says the Tosefta of the Ravid is dealing with a different case. The Rambam is talking about a case of shochat b'chutz. That's the case of the Rambam. Asham Tovli v'chata sof. The Gemara is talking about cases. The Rambam is quoting. The Gemara says, "The Tanya, Hashochet Asham Tovli Bachutz, Rav Meir Mechayev Kamen Potrim." The case of the Ravid is the case of Habo Al Has. Is the case of Hikriva Bachutz. Hikriva Bachutz. That means the Shchita was in the Beis Hamikdash, and now what I want to do, I want to bring the Emurim outside. So once the Shchita was in the Beis Hamikdash. This is something different. If I have the sheet of the Beis Hamikdash over here, I have sheet of kachim as well. So actually, this is not the question of ikva yisura, lo ikva yisura. This is pashut. Here I have shlutei chutz. Here I have shlutei chutz. So if I'm dealing with an asham tovli, I certainly was over an aveira. I bring a korban chatos. If I'm dealing with the Chatas of Elah Safek, I'm not sure whether I have Kachim or not, so I bring an Asham Tali. Namely, the cases of the Rambam, the case of the Gemara, and the case of Tosef, two different cases. The difference in two cases is what am I doing Bachutz. If I'm being Shochet Bachutz, then on the side that Lo Chatasi, I never have a Xeris HaKosim of a Korban. My Safek has to accompany my Korban to the Mizbeah. My Safek has to accompany my Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. If it did accompany it, and then I go ahead and take the remainder, and I want to be makrivit bachutz, I want to bring the eburim bachutz, that's a different issue altogether. Then certainly we have shute chutz, and then I dichayev a chatas. This is the approach of Rav Chaim. Now let's apply it to our sugya. Our question is, we're dealing with an asham tovli. Our asham tovli was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and now we have a case of Nosar, now we have a case of Pigul, now we have a case of Tamei. In other words, that this Korban, is that the right case? We have a case where this korban is pasul in the Beis HaMikdash. We have a case where this asham tovli is pasul in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, what should be its status according to Rav Yehuda? What should be its status according, or what could be its status according to Rav Yehuda? Why would Rav Yehuda say that there is no sreifa over here? Yes? Right. This is the question as to how do we view, in other words, we pointed out that according to the framework of Rav Chaim, we always take the Asham Tovli and view it from two perspectives. We view it from the perspective of maybe he was Kotei, or maybe he wasn't Kotei. On the side, maybe he was Kotei. This is a classic Korban Katas. That we have a Machayev of a Korban, and then whatever dinim applies to a Korban, applies to a Korban. Shlute Chutz applies to a Korban, it'll apply over here as well. If you're Posalit, we have a Psuli HaMikdashim, we're going to have Strefa. On the other hand, if Lo Chata, then what's Machayev the Korban is the Safek. And this Safek has to accompany the Korban along its journey in order for us to have a Korban. If we pointed out, were this korban to be shechted bachutz, so according to Rabbanan, we have an issue that this is we're not sure if it's shlutei chutz or not. What if we have a korban that remains in the Beis HaMikdash, but we have a psul, be it a psul of Nosar, be it a psul of Pigul, be it a psul of Tameh, we have a psul. So here, we're trying to talk about this, but L'chora, so we take the approach of Reb Chaim, here we have room for a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan would say, we have over here Psuli HaMikdashim. We have over here a korban that was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we had a psul. So once the suffix accompanied the korban as far as it had to get, and then we have psul of Nisraf, Masha'en, and Rabbi Yehuda will say,
the Pigul and the Nosar didn't, wasn't a korban yet.
Correct. The Pigul and the Nosar did not allow this korban to really establish itself as a korban. Is that something which is obvious? No, that's Xeris HaKosov of Ki Kodesh Hu, right? Ki Kodesh Hu. This is not classic Kodesh. This is, here we're dealing where we have a situation where the Safek has to accompany the korban along its way. When the korban is preempted all by mishkat bachutz, there, in other words, we have the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Meir in terms of what its status is. Here we're not preempting the korban, we're cutting it off in the middle. What over here is the status when you cut it off in the middle?
How can you say that it was about the Nosar? You can say that it was about the Pigul.
Yes.
Nosar, you're not cutting off in the middle.
saying pigul is a psul within. Pigul is a psul within the, you know, you shochet the chutz l'zmano, means that you're shechting it the psul. Tameh, again, we're being makrid the psul. In terms of noser, it's an excellent question. Oh, no, sir. This would fit in, in other words, if we don't set this up as a case of nosa, if we set this up as a case of psul, if we leave it on the level of pigul and tameh, which, again, within the sugya and within the Torah's kohenim, it's certainly possible. Rashi is the one who puts in the word, oh, no, sir.
Why does tameh work?
Tameh, again, that the korban was nikra b'psul, that we have a psul within the hakrava. If you have psul within the hakrava, then we don't have the xeris hakosit, that the suffix is being malava. Again, Reb Chaim doesn't talk about our Gemara. Doesn't mention our Gemara. We want to apply the Reb Chaim to our Gemara. We want to say we have over here a general problem within the nature of Arsham Tavli that until the korban is really completed, the chule. This would depend upon the nature of Chol. You're correct in the nature of Nosar. We have an Iser of Lotosiru. We have an Iser of Lotosiru. But Lechora, in terms of the rest of the korban,
does Reb Chaim work out better with Rabbeinu Hananel than it does with Rashi?
You don't need Rabbeinu Hananel for. In other words, Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't need Reb Chaim. Rabbeinu Hananel is saying we have over here in Ukimta that it turns out that it was really lochata. That's all. That this whole thing falls off. It was really lochata, and in the case if it's really really lochata, then we don't even have a suffix. Right. When it turns out we don't have a suffix, and everything falls off. Okay, I think it's a very, very proper point. Don't know where to move with that point. It's a good question. Okay, that's one side of the question. Yes?
According to Chachamim, in every case of Asham Tali, there's no Ikbes Isura?
Again, the classic case of Asham Tolui is where the Asham Tolui was meruve to the in the Beit HaMikdash was accompanied by the Safek through its Hakrava, and that's Xeris HaKasuv. That's Xeris HaKasuv of Asham Tolui that's considered to be Kachin.
Why don't we say the same thing here for the Shechut Echut? So we say it's a Safek and we're not sure, and if it gets to the Hakrava, so that'll be the Xeris HaKasuv of Asham Tolui.
But in the case of Shechut Echut, you can't get to the Gzeiras HaKasuv of Asham Tali because you're preempting it. You're shechting it b'chutz. Doesn't accompany it to the Mizbeach.
Now when you took the Asham Tali, yeah, fine, that's with Asham Tali, but why shouldn't you be chayvin Asham Tali on that? I don't understand why the Chachamim argue with the Remeir. I don't understand why it's different than a regular case of Asham Tali, where you're also misupak as to what happened.
That here, you're misupak as to whether you're chayvin of Asham Tali. You're higher, in other words, you hear. When we have shkut echut, according to Chaim, over here, when we have Shlut Echutz, we don't have the Gzeres HaKosev of Asham Tolui. If we don't have the Gzeres HaKosev of Asham Tolui, then we don't have an Asham Tolui.
Well, we might, if you actually were Chotei, then you do.
But that's the Ikva Isura. I'm going to say that Ikva Isura, we have to know that we have an Asham Tolui. And I mean, within an Asham Tolui, we have a suffix, but we have to know they have an Asham Tolui. This is taking it.
Even though, let's say, it's Sabbatheil of Sabbath Shuman, there we don't need to know.
We know we have an Asham Tolui. The Torah tells us when you have Safek Shuman that you bring an Asham Tolui. Here, when we have this situation where we're shechted as Bachutz, if we take one scenario, we have an Asham Tolui. The other scenario, we don't have an Asham Tolui. That's the lack of the Ikva Yisura over here. Okay, we pointed out that we have two issues in terms of the pair. In terms of Asham Tolui, we try to explain why it is not classic Kachin. It's not classic kachin because on the one side of the Asham Tolui we have a suffix that has to accompany the korban,
And when something happens to the carbon on its way, we're not certain whether we have really the Asham Toli, and that could change the halacha. It would change the halacha of Shlutei Chutz, according to Rabbanan, it could change the halacha of Sreifa, according to Rav Yehuda. But then we asked, in terms of the other side of the equation, we have a Kata Sa'ov, Abu al Hasafik. Here we have a situation which already Rashi described, that we have a woman who's not certain whether she has to bring a Kata Sa'ov at all. This is not a parsha in the Torah, l'chora. This woman wants to be able to eat kachim. She can't eat kachim without a matir. The matir of her eating kachim is bringing an ola and a chata sa'of. The ola she could bring al tnai. What are we going to do over here with the chata sa'of? So she's going to bring this chata sa'of that can't be eaten because we have a double whammy. A, maybe chulan shenish dubazara. Maybe she's not having a carbon at all. And then we have the malika. And malika turns it into a nevela and anything outside of kachim. So we have a double whammy, so it can't be eaten. So this also is not going to be burnt. Bechatos, ha, is not going to be burnt if it reaches the level of sul, but rather it's going to be nishlach l'amma, the equivalent of yikaver. This l'chora is something which is obvious, namely, and yet we find over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need gzeras hakosuv. The same gzeras hakosuv which is going to exclude Asham Toloi, is also going to exclude the Chata Sa'of Abal HaSafik. Why didn't Xeris HaKasa over here? This Lachor is obvious. We have a Safik Chulun Yishnu Bazara. We pointed out Rashi and Tzmura doesn't even have to come on to a Noda, doesn't have to come to an Ukimta. This simply is Pshat, that we have over here a Safik Chulun Yishnu Bazara. And Chulun Yishnu Bazara is a din of Kfura. There's no din of Strefa. So why over here do we need Xeris HaKasa? What brings it into the picture? So here we have a Reb Chaim, which is quoted by Reb Velvel, where Reb Chaim moves over to the world of Mechusrei Kapara. And he points out that this Chata Sa'of Ahaba Al HaSafek is a very, very, very unusual korban. Yochos Mechusrei Kapara is sort of sneaks in there in towards the end of Korbanos. A little before Tzmura, at the very, very end. And the Rambam begins Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara with an overview. Arba hein nikra'in Mechusrei Kapara. Hazava, hayoledes, hazav, hamitzara. Lama nikru Mechusrei Kapara. Shekol echad mehem afal pishit toher mitumaso, vitaval. The Hariv Shimsho, Adayin Hu Chaser Velo Gomra Hataraso Kede Lechol Bekotchim. He's fine and good in terms of being Tahar, in terms of eating Truma, but he can't eat a Korbanos, Ad Shiyavi Korbano. The Kodem Shiyavi Kaparaso, Aser Hu Lechol Bekotchim, Kamoshe Biyar. Namely, the whole purpose of the Korban is to be Matir, this individual, to eat Kotchim. Right? That Pesach is coming up. This Yoledet wants to eat the Korban Pesach. She can't eat the Korban Pesach until she brings the Korbanos, and she's stuck because she's not sure whether she was a Yoledet or not a Yoledet. So this Safek Chata Sof Haba Al HaSafek, this is what's going to allow her to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Chaim says, if that's the case, then I don't understand the halachos in the Rambam. The Rambam deals with an halacha hey, a situation where we have two Yoldos. We have two Yoldos and we have two Vlados. And one of these is viable, one is not viable. One belongs to one woman, one belongs to the other woman. We're not sure which belongs to which. So the Rambam Paskins, each of them have to bring a Chata Sa'of Abal HaSafek. Each of them have a Safek as to whether the Vlad, which is not viable, may be theirs. So Reb Chaim asks, I don't understand. What's the problem? Let them bring one Chata Sa'of al Tanai. That whoever was the Yoledet, we have one Yoledet and one non-Yoledet. So whoever is the Yoledet, this Chata Sa'of should be for her. And then, you know, it's self-call-self. We have all the time, we have that when you have a Suffolk, you can bring, here we have a Suffolk, we have two people, let them bring a carbon with a Tanai to whichever one this should belong to. Or he brings later on,
in the same perek in Halacha Yud, we have a woman who saved up her korbanos. She gave birth to five children, and she's chayev five sets of korbanos, and then she had five miscarriages, and that are safek, and she's chayev five times the chatas ha'of ha'bal ha'safek. So, l'chore, we should say, she should bring her five, what the halacha is, that if you have a number of births, all you need is one set of an ola and a chatos, one birth, two births, three births. So she's already bringing a set for the vadei births. That should take care of the safek as well. What's a safek? Whether she had five births or ten births? If for five births, one korban is fine. So for ten births, one korban is fine. Why is she bringing an ola and a chatos? And then she's bringing an ola al tanai and a chatos of abal hasafek. So Reb Chaim is medayik from this, the kaner, this chatos of abal hasafek is something different. It's something unique. And here he throws us back to that sugya in the Darim that when we read it over a number of times, it appeared to be very, very unusual. But it's a Gemara. The Gemara asks on Daf Kaftesim at Aleph, in Nozir, the Gemara asks on Daf Kaftesim at Aleph, what is the nature of this chatos haba, chatos of haba al hasafik? What is the nature of this korban? And the Gemara makes a drasha. The Gemara says, "Hazov es zovo la zachor v'lanakeva." We never find the Torah speaking about la zachar v'lanakeva. The Torah always speaks about dabero b'nei Yisrael, and that includes zachar v'nakeva, unless we know otherwise. Here we have "Hazov es zovo la zachor v'nakeva." Makish nakeva la zachar. Ma zachar may be korban al havadai. Just as we have a din of asham talu, just as we have a din of chatos anavadai, af nekeva mevia korban al havadai. So also we have a nekeva who's going to bring a chatos when she definitely gives birth. Ma zachar mevi al hasafek. We have a din of asham talui in the world of kachim, af nekeva mevia al hasafek. So over here the woman brings the chatos of al hasafek. Ma zachar mi minshu mevi al havadai mevi al hasafek. Af nekeva minshu mevi al havadai mevi al hasafek. Ma zachar, the Gemara asks, im ma zachar mevi korban va'ochel af nekeva mevi a korban v'nechal. Should we say just like the Oshem Toli can be eaten even if it's on a safek, so also the chatas ha'of? Say no. In the case of Oshem Toli, we only have one question. Maybe it's kulin shnishchud ba'azara. Here by nekeva we have two problems. We have the kulin shnishchud ba'azara and we have the malika. That's the sugya over here. What's going on? The Gemara over here is saying that chatos ha'of shebal ha'safek is not a svara. It's a gzeres hakosev. It's a hekesh. It's learned out from Asham Tavli. That we have chatos ha'of shebal ha'safek is not only matir, this woman, le'achol b'kachim, but rather, we have over here a parsha that chayav lahavi korban al hasafek. Then we have over here that we're comparing, we have a parsha in the Torah called Asham Talui. We have a gzeras hakasuv of ish o isha, zachar unekeva, just as Asham Talui. We have a chiyuv midorais to be in korban al hasafek. So also we have a chiyuv, that a woman has a chiyuv to bring a korban ha'of ha'bo'a al-hasafek as a korban. We have a chiyuv on the individual to bring it. Forget about the result. If we only had to worry about the result, the heter to eat kachim, so then when we have two women, they can make it tonight. But if each woman has a chiyuv to bring a korban al-hasafek, this is a chiyuv on the individual, the same way that if I'm chayv and Asham Tavli and you're chayv and Asham Tavli, we can't say, let's together bring the Asham Tavli. Let's together bring the Asham Tavli. I'm chayev and Asham Tavli, you're chayev and Asham Tavli. A woman will say, I'm chayev at the korban al hasafek, you're chayev at the korban al hasafek. Let's say this woman had five births and five miscarriages, so can she bring one korban? No. She has the chiyuv to bring the chatos on the vadai, and she has the chiyuv lahavi korban al hasafek on the safek. Namely, that this is something which stands on its own. And therefore, right, this is the context of the Reb Chaim. In other words, that we have over here, that from the Gemara and Nazir, he understands it as a drasha gemura, And that's really a machlokas over there in Tosos and Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph learns it out as a asmachta, and Tosos and Daf Kaf Tes Amud Beis learns it as a drasha gemura, that there is an achiv on the individual to bring such a korban. Coming to our sugya, if we have a chiyuv on the woman to bring the korban, what would we think would happen if this korban was tamei, this korban was pigul, this korban was noser, etc.? Maybe this would be in the parasha of Kodshim parallel to Asham Tolois. That's so in a chinami. It's parallel to Asham Tolois. Just as the who excludes Asham Tolois, we need a who to exclude Chatas of Habal HaSafek, namely that we've raised it from being, let's see what we can do to help this woman. Well, she can bring this chatas of al hasafek, but she won't be able to eat it, etc. It appeared this is coming out of our svara. Now we're saying, no, this is a chiyuv de oraisa lahavi korban al hasafek. It's not learned out from a black and white pasuk, it's learned out from a hekesh between Zohar and the keva, that the chatas of is the equivalent, halachic equivalent of the asham tolui. So then we already need, once it's in the world of kodshim, we already need xeris hakasuv. The same Xeris HaKosov, which is going to exclude the Asham Toloi, that Xeris HaKosov is going to be needed to exclude the Chatas of Haba al Hasafe. Okay? So what we've done is we've shown that these two are not as they appear to the eye. Asham Toloi is not Kachim without a chink in the armor. There is a problem that we see within the world of Shlut Echutz that can be... That can be translated back to the world of Strefa, and the Chatas of Habal HaSafik is not Vadais, Safik Chun Abba Bazar. We're dealing with a Chiyuv Korban. We're dealing with a Chiyuv Midoraisa to bring a Korban HaSafik. So we have to have the Rabbi says, Yachol, maybe the Din of Strefa that applies to all Psalei HaMakdosh would apply to these two as well. Ki Kodesh, Kamed Lomar, who? That this is that Becholza we have over here. A lower level of a category because of the nature of the chatas and because of the nature of the Xeris HaKosuv of being malada the korban. We don't have a chiyuv korban that stands on its own. We have a chiyuv korban which is only if it's accompanied step by step along with the suffix. And perhaps the moment that it's nifsal, then it turns out that it was never a korban in the first place. Okay, that's the chora we have over here. We have a few minutes. We can begin the next sugya. Hachamam omri mefazer v'zore iboy lehu. Heichi ko'amar. How do we read the Mishnah according to the Chachamim? Heichi ko'amar. Mefazer v'zore leruach umefarer umatil layam. Odilma mefarer v'zore leruach. Aval matil layam be'enei. What over here is the suffix that the Gemara has? What is the, when we speak about mefarer v'zore laruach, what is the function of the pirur to know whether we're going to expand, move it over to the world of matil layam? What does Rashi say? Odilma, Luruachu de Boi Pirur, Shema Yizrekenu Shalem, Vimtsena Acher Vyochlena. Avolayam, Matil Beene, why? The Memes Venimak Me'elav. And according to Rashi, what is the issue over here? Concern for someone else. So we shouldn't we shouldn't put a takola in front of another person. And then perhaps that only applies in the world of the Ruach, doesn't apply in the world of Yam. Is there another way of learning? Is this the way that you would have learned when you read the Gemara? Right, we're talking over here about a chiyuv of Tashbisu. So the question could be as to whether pirur is the act of tashbisu, that tashbisu is an act of destruction. Is that, in other words, destruction is over here pulverizing the chametz. In other words, and if it's an act of destruction, so, you know, then you have a question as to whether we have an alternative act of destruction or whether this is the only act of destruction, yes?
If you're carrying tashbisu with beetle, and the question of whether you can get your hands on it is a different question.
That would be a problem according to Rashi as well, no?
Yeah.
You're asking generally. In general, in other words, what, in other words, what, in other words, whether...
Well, how do you learn? I mean, you could learn that anything without them.
I'd like to put your question on hold, okay, because it'll take us much too far afield to try and deal with it. You're pointing out that at Lechora there are other ways of dealing with Teshbisu aside from physical destruction. Rashi over here, however, appears that he was not concerned in terms of the definition of Teshbisu. He was simply concerned in terms of creating a takal. Let's maybe continue in the Gemara and see what pushed Rashi into that direction. Tnan name, gabe avodah zara, ki hai gavna. But in avodah zara, what do we have? The ki hai gavna. What's the parallel that we want to learn from avodah zara? What's the din in avodah zara? We have sukkim now. No, but that goes beyond it. No. In Yeah. Chora, it says, in other words, we have that Abei Tavdun is called Makomos Asher Avdusham Hagoyim, Venitatem is Bezuchosam, Vishibartem is Matsevosam, Vasherehem Tisrefun Be'esh, Psilei Elohim Tigadeyun, Vibadetem is Shemam, Mina Makomahu. That we have by Avodah Zarah, we have a din, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah codifies this. In the beginning of Perek Zayin, Mitzvos Aseihu La'abed Avodas Kochavim U'Meshamsheha V'chol Hana'ase B'Shvila Sh'Neemar Abed Ta'abdun. So we have the parallel to Tashbisu. We have a parallel to the world of Tashbisu. In Chametz and Pesach we have a din in Tashbisu, and Avodah Zarah we have a din of Abed Ta'abdun. That's right. That's the V'chein. So we want to make a, we have over there a similar issue. Utnan name gabi avodah zarah ki hai gavna. Rav Yossi omer shochek v'zora leruach o matiliyam v'boi lehu. What did he mean? The same way we have a suffix in terms of what Chachamim meant by us, we have a suffix. What did Rav Yossi mean? Heichi kamar shochek v'zora leruach v'shochek umatiliyam o dilma shochek v'zora leruach avol matiliyam be'enei. The din of shochek, I think I sent you to Tosos in Chulin, no? What does Tosos in Chulin say on Daf Pei Beis? Tosus over there points out that in the world of Avodah Zarah, first, like Moshe Rabbeinu by the Egel, first you have to be Soreif, and then the question of, and Rav Yossi over here is dealing post-Sreifa. Post-Sreifa, that's when we have the Shochek. Right? So we have over here the Shochek, which is post-Sreifa, and then what is the question? Does it mean also in terms of the Yam? So Amar Rabba, Mistabra Avodah Zarah de Yam HaMelach Ko'azla Lo Bo'i Shlika Chometz Delishar Naharos Ko'azi Lo Bo'i Pirur. What over here is the Svara involved? What's the difference between Yam HaMelach and elsewhere?
Probability.
So this is what Pashas would push Rashi. Name of the difference is the likelihood that someone would come upon it. That's what Rashi, it's working backwards. So Rashi says that was the whole issue in the first place by Chametz. So because it wasn't a question of how to define Tashbisu. It's a question of how to define Tashbisu, L'chora by Nafkamina, whether someone is going to come upon it. But rather, we're dealing over here with, this is Rashi says, with the Ein Svina Overes and the Shema Tifkabo, whether this is a factor we have to take into account. Mm-hmm. Yes?
One Seder that can still win in Tashbisu, that whether it's lost, In other words, it's whether it's lost to mankind, so to speak, or it's Yamamelech, it'll never be recovered, so that would count that as being eliminated. There's chutzpah, anybody, aside from Tekala issues, just one could still work within Tashkisu, correct? In other words, if it goes to the rivers, so it's still something which is, so to speak, findable, whereas if it goes into the sea, every time I come across it, soon it's not totally pulverized, right, so that it's still lost to people.
Because of the depth of the sea, because of the salt, because of what?
Right, won't be recovered because it'll sink far out in the sea as opposed to just washing up on the shore.
No, which is the question over here. The Yamamelech is not Tafkir Yamamelech. It means Yamagodol. That's, I think, not mistaken, Rabbeinu Hananel understands that way al Atar. That the Mashrichan also. Was it Rabbeinu Hananel? Who spoke about Saint Yom HaGadol? Someone spoke about Yom HaGadol. Yom HaGadol. Okay, so the Yom HaGadol, that's the, in other words, then you're correct. In other words, then it's not the Yom HaMelech per se, it's Yom HaGadol, even though that there are spinot, but it's not recoverable. Then it would be a din, then it could be a din tashbis, and I mean that would be the alternative way of learning the sugya. Rashi over here learns Lushita so, but you could learn the sugya in an alternative manner. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like to do with you next time, I'd like to have, if possible, four more shiurim, simply in terms of technically. Then we'll have a 2.5 week chazara, and then when I come back to the States, we'll have a bakinam yitz Hashem. So for next time, to finish this sugya, I mentioned that aside from the sugya and the Rishonim al-Atar, to see also the Gruh on Siman Taf Mem Hei in terms of the relationship between Rabbanon and Sreifa. That's what we have to see. Look back into the Rambam in terms of how, whether Rabbanon have also a category of Sreifa. And then we'll begin Bli Neder, I'll give Marma Kamos in terms of Chamei Chelva V'Pesach.
My question, but it's a point of toast for us to go